Hey, and welcome back to Lines End Podcast. We are in episode 89. The last episode is about groups. Today's is about singles. So single training, group training. If you haven't listened to the first one is all about groups and the support systems and all those benefits. If you haven't ever tried that, I would suggest going through that. Now, singles and couples training, where is this different and why is this an idea that's still around? Well, singles and couples training it can be built way more to you. So the group training is more of a general, and it's great because you get support, you get people. But if you join a single or you book a single or a couples training with your significant other, the programming can really be built to you. So the areas that you're weak in, the areas that you want to work on, and your goals. Because in every gym, you want to have those and you want to grow. So one of my favorite things about it was when I first started getting into training, you can really understand that the programming is to each and every person. You don't mass produce it. I have found that when you do this, the couple gets way stronger. Along with this, I did touch on in the group one, online training is amazing. So programming outside of there, because training 4 or 5 times a week with a trainer is very expensive. So if you do not, of course, can't afford that, then you get online programming with that person. You will get the best results if you have once a week at least, and then online training, because the program can actually be built to you and you will grow the most out of it. Another thing about online programming with your singles training is you can work on things away from the gym and you actually understand what's going on, so that your trainer can progress and build you your program in the gym and you get more out of it. It's one of the best things. Your trainers usually, whoever you work with, can build it and make the most out of it. So you're getting away from the gym a lot when you're not with your trainer, and then when you're with your trainer, you get even more, because then you can grow and you're doing things. This, along with group training as well, those things are, it's just one of those things, is if you do group training with your one-on-one training and online, of course this would be the best, but not everybody can afford or wants to agree with this. So if that is the case, why online training is because you then understand super compensation. The trainer can then build on days when you're not in your one-on-one or group to do things away from the gym, so that you are still working out and getting the most out of it. This also helps big time, because then you're getting a little bit of everything. So you're getting a program built to just you. That's the one-on-one, the couple side. The online stuff, of course, as we've touched on, is the programming, so that you are getting lots outside of your time with your trainer. This allows for you actually to get the most out of it, because then you understand what you're doing and why you're doing exercises, and that your body needs to be worked. And then group training, if you're adding that, then you get the social aspect. You also get the support system. It's also usually a more up-tempo, very fast, not as much weight, more rep thing. So that is where group training really aids in that. So focusing now on the singles and the couple side of things, is the specific group specific workouts to you. Getting that individualized programming built to you is one of the best benefits you can do, especially kicking into the winter, is it can really help you get into a routine. It also makes it so that when you're sharing goals and things you want to do, the trainer can build and change certain things. One of the best things is when you start with your primers at the beginning of the day, everybody needs these, and then working throughout, so your complex workouts and exercises, you can then build your programming. And that's the trainer's job, is to make sure that you have goals, you want to hit certain areas, and by doing certain exercises on certain days, you will get the most out of it. Super compensation is one of the most important things, and it'll make you feel way better about yourself, because as you do this, you'll then start understanding exactly which areas of your body need to be worked more, and certain areas where you're stronger, so that when you're away, you need to work on the other ones. Understanding that reps, pull reps, are super important to keeping our posture. Also understanding your hamstring reps. So most people need in their programming more hamstring exercises, because we sit all day, less blood flow, increasing this. And in your programming, this will make the biggest difference. Men as well, especially athletes, and everybody's an athlete. If you have a body, work on your hips. Hips is one of the best things. If you open your hips, you will then have that full kinetic chain from the ground up, and it'll make a huge difference in your life. So as always, challenging you, I would just ask you right now is, what would you see the benefits of doing some one-on-one training with a trainer or with your significant other right now? How would having this, what would be some of your goals? Think about it. You can write down your top three. Which areas would you really want to work on? Now, away from there, can you budget so that you can do once a week with your trainer and get some programming from them so that they can really help you away from it? That is the best keys to success. This will help you become all you can be and unlock your full potential. I've seen the most results from this. If you can afford more times a week, of course, go see your trainer more times a week. But if you can't, this is the base minimum so that you can get the most out of your training. I have found that the people who have success and stay with it have at least once a week check-in, and that they're doing programming away from there. As well as if you can ask yourself about our last podcast, could you start trying a group training, get that support from other people, and you have your trainer and people you get to know, as well as you have a social aspect where you have a bit more up-tempo exercises as well. This, along with you can work on strength stuff more in your one-on-ones, can really benefit you. So thank you so much for listening. Sit down, think about your goals and all you want to achieve, and let's crush it and finish out this year strong.